in my own constituency, pressures have been created with the overdue and very welcome expansion of the university, which has created almost a kind of gold rush for HMOs, which is causing anxiety, putting pressure on neighbourhoods around the community, on planning and on housing supply. Can the Minister's Department work with Council to alleviate problems and delay concerns?
Just to recognise the significance of that announcement in relation to McGee University, it's something that will hopefully be huge for the North West. In relation to how we alleviate the issues, like in many other cases, I think it's important that not just through the planning process, but also in our work with NI Water and other any other barriers that may be holding back potential for new housing and delivery around change, you know, for HMOs, I think it's important that we do work collaboratively and collectively to ensure the best outcome for everybody.
It's my understanding that the publication of the a plan strategy as part of the LDP is imminent. Work will then begin on a local policies plan, which will look at thresholds or limits on the number of HMOs in specific areas or streets. But can the Minister assure us that the intervening period won't create a no-man's land or a no-plans land that can be exploited by developers at the expense of local neighbourhoods?
Well, I think for any piece of work like that, it's important that we get it right and that we don't leave gaps that can maybe potentially be exploited, but that it's the benefits are seen for the people that they're actually directed to. So I think we have to look at all those potentials as part of that process. I would be, I suppose, concerned about the expediting any process, but at the same time taking the right amount of time to ensure that it's done properly. So I welcome any input or any contributions from the member or others in the area with any of those concerns so that they could be addressed early on in that process.